Welcome back into the program. It is Friday, and you know what that means. It's time to bring in David Sears to the program. Sears, hope you had a good week.
I have had a great week. Looking forward to a fun fourth Saturday in October.
Yeah, you know, they moved that for TV. It used to be actually on the third Saturday in October, but no more.
I wish they'd just go back to the third Saturday in October like it used to be, but, you know, that's something the SEC office will have to do, and hopefully when we go to 14 teams, if we move to the 14th team, they can move it back to be one it should be.
Well, according to the latest reports, it looks like that might be Missouri. Everything coming out of Columbia this afternoon, Board of Curators meeting. Looks like Missouri and Texas A&M will be part of the conference next year from the way things are being indicated right now.
I'm not really excited about Missouri being that 14th team, but I understand they have to do it, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I'm really not either, but it'll be interesting next year. Well, we have a lot of games this weekend that could potentially be upsets. Oklahoma State is on the road at Missouri. Of course, you mentioned the game between Alabama and Tennessee. LSU hosts Auburn at home this weekend. Kansas State is on the road. Clemson plays North Carolina. It's one of those, you know, and this has been a year that everything has gone according to plan for the most part so far in the top of the rankings and BCS standings. So could this be the week that everything is in major upheaval? I don't know, but it could happen.
I think there are some teams that need to be on upset alert, but majority of the favorites and the majority of the undefeated should remain undefeated this weekend.
Well, how about that game in Columbia, Missouri? What could be the new SEC team in Missouri? You know, it's interesting. When Texas A&M announced that it became official that they were coming to the SEC, they played Oklahoma State. They, of course, lost that game. That was at Texas A&M. This week, Oklahoma State is at Missouri. And by next week, we could know that Missouri will be the 14th member of the SEC for the 2012 season. So a bit of irony there.
Yeah, that is an interesting point, the fact that Texas A&M, who had a 18-point lead or 17-point lead going into halftime, I think it was 20-3, and then they blew that. But a lot of people are thinking Oklahoma State needs to be on upset alert. The Vegas line, I believe, has them as only as a 7.5-point favorite, which is really a low line, but they're concerned that it's an 11 a.m. kickoff and that Oklahoma State won't be ready to play, but Oklahoma State, I believe, has won 8 straight on the road so far, going back to last season. So I really don't think Oklahoma State will be tested too badly. I think it'll be close first half, but eventually that vaunted offense of Oklahoma State will be able to put up enough points to pull away down the stretch.
No, I think Oklahoma State will be able to come away with a win myself. And Whedon, the quarterback, playing really well out there, as well as the wide receiver, Blackman. And this game is on FX, as you mentioned, 11 o'clock a.m. I'm really impressed with the job FX is doing so far this year covering college football. It's a new thing for them, but so far I think it's been really well done.
It has been very well done. I've watched a couple of games on FX, and I think the fact that Gus Johnson is their lead broadcaster definitely helps. He's done very well. I thought CBS should have probably put him in the booth instead of Vern Lundquist and let him be the feature announcer, but that's a whole different story. But I think FX has done a very good job going between their Pac-10 games and Big 12 games, and it's been fun. It's been, they've improved each week. It's kind of been a difficult thing for them because, you know, Fox was only doing the Cotton Bowl for the longest time, then they got the BCS, and they had every game but the Rose Bowl, and a lot of people did not like their coverage of the BCS games. They thought it was too professional, and the announcers didn't really seem like they knew that much about college. I remember during the Florida-Oklahoma game, the announcers would lose track of downs, and it was really a big cluster. But it's gotten better on FX, and we'll definitely see them continue to improve, especially since they have the Pac-12 championship game on the Friday night.
That's right.
For all the other championship games.
Yeah, it definitely is, and they're covering big games week in and week out. How about Clemson at home against North Carolina last week? We saw Clemson go into the snake pit and just barely come out on top in a very high-scoring game out there. Any problems this week with the Tar Heels?
I think the fact that the game is in Death Valley will give them a boost that will allow them to pull this one out. Sammy Watkins has definitely been a huge factor, a very fun guy to watch, very impactful freshman. setting the Clemson record last year or last week with 356 total yards. He did a great job. I think Clemson will win in a cakewalk. North Carolina started out strong, but they're eventually just starting to have some difficulties, especially since they've got the NCAA probe looking at them, and, of course, the fact that they had to fire Butch Davis right before the season started.
Arkansas at Ole Miss, it shouldn't be the Hawks should have not that much trouble with the Rebels this week. And I did hear it was going to be a blackout. I'm not sure how Ole Miss is going to do a blackout at home, but I heard that all Ole Miss fans are encouraged to wear black to that game. I don't think it's going to matter, though. I think the Arkansas Razorbacks are going to roll, and Houston Nutt is going to lose once again to his former team.
I think the black bear out, which is what it should be called, they're going to do a black
bear. Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
I don't understand why that line is so low. It was 15.5 early this morning, and it just makes no sense, especially seeing that Alabama, whose offense is not quite as prolific as Arkansas's, was able to put up 52 points on them. Arkansas staying healthy, getting everybody involved. That game should be an absolute massacre of Ole Miss. Arkansas has a pretty good defense and a really good offense passing attack. The fact that they're only a 15.5-point favorite, I think, is kind of silly, but I think Arkansas goes into Oxford and wins big.
How about Jacksonville State at Kentucky? Last year we saw the Gamecocks go to Ole Miss and beat them. This year Kentucky's not playing too well. They escaped against Western Kentucky, escaped against Central Michigan, and then they've lost four in a row to Louisville, Florida, LSU, and South Carolina. This could get interesting, I think, in Lexington. I still think Kentucky will win, but it could get interesting.
Well, funny thing is, USA Today released a line from Danny Sheridan, and it actually had Jacksonville State, an 8.5-point favorite. They had accidentally flipped the line, and I still think that Kentucky being an 8.5-point favorite is still kind of high. Jacksonville State's a good Division I AA football program. I think it'll be a close game. It'll be a little too close for comfort for the Wildcats, but I think eventually they will pull it out. But Kentucky is having a lot of difficulties under Joker Phillips this year.
They really are, and that's strange considering the success they've had in the last few years. How about Boston College going on the road this week in to face Virginia Tech? I don't think the Hokies will have too much trouble with Boston College, although Boston College has given a couple of teams a scare this year, but I think Virginia Tech will take care of business. And they just keep rolling along right now at number 12 in the BCS.
Well, Virginia Tech's one loss is to Clemson, and Clemson has turned out to be a very good football team so far. I think Boston College, like you said, they put a scare in a couple of teams, but I don't think they'll actually be a threat to Virginia Tech. He'll probably play them close for a quarter or two, and then eventually Virginia Tech will just pull away and beat them probably about two touchdowns.
Suspensions galore in Baton Rouge this week as Thurald Simon, defensive back, and along with the star defensive player Tyrann Mathieu, and running back, power back Spencer Ware, all suspended for drug possession. They host Auburn this weekend. Is that a factor, or does LSU continue to roll?
I think it will be a little bit of a factor. Tyrann Mathieu has been a huge impact player. Spencer has been a great running back for LSU, but I think the defense of LSU is just too talented. Auburn's offense has been struggling these past few weeks. Putting Clint Mosley at quarterback is a grand experiment. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, what a way to do that, right, in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, let him start at probably one of the best defenses in the nation, if not the best, and we'll see what happens there. But I like LSU. I think the line's 21.5. I don't think they'll quite beat them by that much, but I definitely think LSU will be able to handle Auburn pretty well.
I agree, and I'm going to go ahead and say that I don't think either of us think Boise State will have any problem with Air Force, Nebraska with Minnesota, or Texas A&M with Iowa State. How about Georgia Tech going on the road this weekend to face Miami? Georgia Tech, of course, coming off of the embarrassing loss to Virginia and an improbable upset. Now they have to go on the road to face the U. I still think Georgia Tech will win this game. How about you?
I think Georgia Tech will win. John Saber, one of my co-hosts for the Jacks Friday Night Football Show, is a huge Georgia Tech fan, and he called it that Georgia Tech will eventually become Georgia Tech and just lose a game they're not supposed to. And I think that Georgia Tech's that triple option. It'll get going. Miami's defense hasn't looked that disciplined, so I think they'll be able to run the ball consistently on that Miami defense. But I just if Georgia Tech loses this one, that would be a lot of disappointment in Atlanta because they had such a strong start, and now especially their offense is looking unstoppable, and it the fact that they only put up 21 points against the lowly Cavaliers was a huge disappointment.
Army is at Vanderbilt this weekend, and I think Vanderbilt should be able to come out of this game unscathed, and they will get their fourth win of the year. But Army's a team that can keep it close and cause the game to be ugly and go, and deep into the fourth quarter competitive. What do you think? Who do you think wins this game?
Vanderbilt's been looking a lot better. I
think they have
got a fire lit under them, especially last week with Georgia. That little chippiness incident. I believe they've got the offensive lineman, their starting center, serving a half game suspension.
Right.
But I think Vanderbilt will be able to handle Army. Vanderbilt's defense looks very, very good. They were able to put up some big stops when they needed to. But I like Vanderbilt to roll over Army probably by about 10-12 points.
The fourth Saturday in October played in Tuscaloosa this weekend. Alabama, huge favorite over the Tennessee Volunteers. 2 years ago, Tennessee rolled into Tuscaloosa, and Alabama escaped by 2 points on a blocked field goal. Something tells me it won't be that close this time around. I'm taking Alabama, but I don't think it's going to be a beatdown of epic proportions, but I think Alabama will get the win.
I think Alabama will beat Tennessee. Derrick Dooley is one of Nick Saban's favorite pupils that he's had. I think Nick will kind of call off the dogs, but Alabama should be able to run the ball at will over Tennessee. Establish the run early and often, and Trent Richardson's going to have a pretty big day. I think Alabama wins. I think the line's 28.5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they quite get up to 28.5, but I definitely think they'll beat them by 20-plus points. I think Alabama's just too strong for Tennessee right now. Tennessee's offense looks very bad last week against LSU, and that was at home, allowing them to get a little boost from the crowd until they threw that interception in the first half. That kind of was an 89-yard return that put LSU right on the Tennessee 5.
Very unfortunate.
So
yeah.
Tennessee should give Alabama a little bit of a fight, but in the end, I think Alabama wins big.
I didn't even know USC and Notre Dame still played until I looked at the schedule, and there they are. They still have their rivalry game, but neither of the teams have been competitive the last couple of years, and of course USC is on probation. I think they will go into South Bend and come out victoriously this weekend. Hard for me to do that, though, because I think Notre Dame is picking up steam, and USC's just hasn't been as impressive as I thought they would be this year, but I still think the Trojans will get the win.
USC's done pretty well. They gave up a lot of points on back-to-back weeks against Arizona State and Arizona, but after that, they've kind of been able to stop the bleeding. I think they're coming along well. They've got a pretty awesome offensive tack with Matt Barkley, and they're able to shut down teams when they need to. I think they go into South Bend. I think South Bend, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff on NBC. They're doing the game in prime time.
Yeah.
I like USC to win probably by a touchdown or 10 points.
Texas Tech is at Oklahoma this week, and that's the one everybody, I've heard a couple of people say is the one that Oklahoma needs to watch out for. I just don't see it. I think Oklahoma will take care of Texas Tech this week, and I think a couple of other games are the ones that they need to be concerned about, namely Kansas State, but nonetheless, the Red Raiders do take the field in Norman this weekend. I'm taking Oklahoma, though, big.
The last time Texas Tech was in Norman, they got embarrassed by Oklahoma, and I think that will happen again. Oklahoma's offense is just too good. Texas Tech, I think, was one of those pretender teams that started off undefeated. They're not really as good as they seem to be, and Oklahoma's just too consistent. I think Oklahoma will win big, like you said.
It was an impressive win for Michigan State over Michigan last weekend in the, I think that's their fourth straight in a row, I believe, over Michigan.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Fourth straight over Michigan.
So they've come to own that state, and now they're playing Wisconsin at home. Number six, Russell Wilson and the Wisconsin offensive line comes to town. Everybody, of course, most everybody's picking Wisconsin to win this game, and I am too, but man, if you ever wanted to pick an upset, this is one that could be ripe for that to happen. Michigan State's not an easy place to play at nine.
I am going actually with the upset. I like
okay.
Michigan State here. I know they're missing Golston, who's serving a one-game suspension, but I think Michigan State will have enough. Cousins has done well so far. Wisconsin really hasn't played a road game. Their
right.
biggest road game was at Soldier Field against in Chicago
against the Bears.
Yeah, I wish it should have been the Bears. It would have been a bigger test. But they haven't really played anybody hard, and this is the first real defense they've gone up against all year. So I like Michigan State to be upset in East Lansing, and we'll see another unbeaten go down.
And I was really impressed, as I said, with Michigan State's play. The only thing I thought was really damaging. I think they had 135 yards worth of penalties. Every time you turned around, there was another flag on the field, and it was on Michigan State for cheap shots and just ticky-tack penalties. So that could end up being something that gets them there. But I still think Wisconsin will roll in that game. But nice upset pick. How about Wisconsin at Washington, rather, at Stanford? This one could get interesting. Washington with only one loss on the season, and it is to Nebraska, the newcomer in the Big Ten. Stanford at home. It's hard for me to go against them at home. If this was played in Washington, I'd be tempted to take the Huskies, but this is in California, so I'm going to go with Stanford.
I think Stanford will do well. This is their first big game of the year, an actual test, as they get ready for that showdown with Oregon. But I'd like to see Andrew Luck probably put up another 300-yard passing game. I think Stanford will end up beating Washington probably by about a touchdown. Washington will play him close, but in the end, Andrew Luck will pull it out for the Cardinal.
And I'm going to go with, for my upset of the week, I'm going to go with Penn State, number 21, traveling to Northwestern this weekend, and this is one that I don't think Penn State, I just think they don't play as well on the road as they do at home, and they play very well at home, and anybody, including Wisconsin, of course Wisconsin has to play Penn State in Madison this year, so I think that's a big advantage for Wisconsin, but I was thinking to myself earlier this year, if Wisconsin had to go to Penn State, I would think there's a good chance for Penn State to get the upset, because they play so much better at home, but they really do not do well on the road, so I'm going to take Northwestern in the upset over Penn State.
I have to disagree with you. I think Penn State's been one of the best teams defensively. They've held opponents. I mean, the most points they've given up was to Alabama.
Right.
And Alabama scored 27.
But that was the closest game of the year, too, for Alabama.
For Alabama, yeah. So I think Penn State will end up winning at Northwestern. It'll be a good game, but it'll be an ugly Big Ten slugfest, probably like a 17-10 or 17-14 type victory. But I like Penn State to win.
Finally, let's talk about the SEC East. We know about the SEC West with Alabama and LSU on a collision course for 2 weeks. But how about the East? You have really a whole lot of teams with a chance to win this thing, but it looks like it's going to come down to Georgia and South Carolina. And South Carolina, rather, has the head-to-head over Georgia, and they both have one loss coming down the stretch. What are your thoughts on that division?
I think merely by default, Georgia's going to end up winning. I think South Carolina picks up a second loss to Florida. The loss of Marcus Lattimore will be a huge impact. He was 40% of their offense. He was the reason they had a running game. They were able to lean on him. Unless Connor Shaw is able to get better and play like he did against Kentucky, I think they'll be struggling down the road. They struggled with Mississippi State, a team that's been pretty bad. So I just don't see the offense of South Carolina being able to come along without Marcus Lattimore. So I think Georgia, they'll probably have another loss along the way, but I see South Carolina losing one or two more down the stretch.
Well, they have the gauntlet. This week is the bye week for South Carolina, and then after this they have Tennessee and Knoxville, Arkansas and Fayetteville, and then coming home to face the Florida Gators to round out their SEC schedule. So they definitely have some tests along the way, and if they win all of those games, though, they are going to be going to Atlanta. So, well, anyway, great stuff, David. Another good week of broadcasting. We'll check in with you next Friday and see how it all turned out, and get ready as we count down the days till the Alabama LSU game. Can't believe we're saying that 2 weeks out, but that is the case in 2 weeks.
It's going to be Armageddon. Everybody's talking about how it's the end-all, be-all, and Nick Saban had commented about that, saying he doesn't give a bleep.
Yes,
they're playing Tennessee this week, so I think the biggest task for Alabama and LSU right now is to stay focused on their opponents for this week, and then they can have the 2 week build up to the Armageddon showdown, game of the century, part whatever. And it'll be fun.
I think it will be. Well, we'll talk to you next week, everyone. Have a nice weekend. We will be back on Monday.